This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here's some of today's headlines. Ithaca's Mayor Laura Lewis will present the city's proposed 2024 budget at the October 4th Common Council meeting. It'll be the first budget in over 20 years that won't include a contribution from Cornell University. The Common Council postponed a vote on the new negotiated annual payment agreement until October 11th. In the meantime, on October 5th, the Tompkins County budget will be presented at a public forum. The public can attend either meeting in person or view them online. And speaking of that Cornell agreement, the Ithaca Public Workers Coalition, the IPWC, opposes the current 21-year voluntary payment agreement negotiated between the City of Ithaca and Cornell University. Instead, spokesperson Thomas Gonzalez says they'd like to see the length of the deal shortened and want Cornell to put, quote, more money on the table comparable to their peer institutions. Gonzalez added that as a Cornell graduate, he's personally disappointed that the Ivy League University won't invest more in its host city. The investigations into child abuse complaints at the Tompkins-Cortland Community College child care facility are continuing, but some changes have already been made. In a statement to WRFI, TC3 Representative Peter Voorhees says the college conducted its own investigation and two employees have been fired. He also says other changes are being made and TC3 is cooperating with state investigators. The college hired outside consultants to work with the staff to make changes to policies and procedures. So far, the state has determined that three complaints are valid and others could not be substantiated. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.